So this is part of our Studio Stories podcast, and this week we're delighted to have artist in residence Temi Wilkie, who has joined us and has been writing at Hawkwood in the garden room for 4 days. Temi, welcome.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you here. So it'd be lovely to hear where you're normally based. Where are you normally based? Not at Hawkwood.
I'm based in London. Northeast London.
Northeast London, great. Whereabouts?
Yeah. In Newington Green, which I always like, whenever I tell people, they like sort of tilt their head, but it's like between Stoke Newington and Dalston. People know actually where those places are.
I love that area. I used to be based in Tottenham.
Oh, nice, yeah. I lived at Seven Sisters for a while.
Sisters. I was Bruce Grove.
Oh,
so
great.
There you go. I was there for 7 years, which was lovely. So, anyway, welcome to Hawkwood.
Thank you.
You've been writing here this week, and how did you get into writing initially?
I did the Royal Court's Introduction to Playwriting group, which is like a group where you don't have to have any experience with writing or playwriting, and you only have to send in 10 pages of a script. And so like some people might have written a play before and they send in 10 pages of that script they've already got, but I hadn't written a script before, so I just sent like sort of wrote 10 pages for it. And so I did that course and then wrote a play at the end of that, which ended up going on. The rest
that's,
is sort of history.
That's fantastic. I mean, considering that you hadn't written before.
Yeah.
And so what were you doing before you got into the Royal Court playwriting course?
Acting, which I still do. But I was only acting before that.
Fantastic. Great. And so... how long ago did you do that, and what's been your sort of development since you started? What's progressed for you since you did that course with the Royal Court?
So that would have been early 2018, and then my play went on early 2020, but then obviously, I had like one more week before it was closed down because of COVID, and it would have gone on to Birmingham Rep for another 3 weeks. But I've written for TV, like I've written a few episodes of television. I got a literary agent after, sort of in between the course and my play going on. Lots of stuff.
Fantastic. Tell me, that was your first ever play. What was it called? What was it about?
It was called The High Table, and it was about a girl who's getting, woman, who's getting married to her girlfriend. But her parents had sort of been in denial about her being queer. It's like sort of a Nigerian story. And there's a sort of, there's an uncle that she has who lives in Nigeria, and who her dad goes to visit. And he is also gay, but like it's illegal to be gay there. So it's a kind of, and there's a chorus of ancestors who are watching the whole thing. And it kind of all comes together.
Fantastic. And how was it received at the time?
Yeah, well, I think it's hard because of the pandemic. It's quite hard to really have a concrete read on it. I think it's almost like once a play is done, you kind of know how it was received. Like Night to Night, it was really special. Like people would do like standing ovations, and there was a song. There's a dance at the end that lots of people would join in with. So that felt like it was received really well. But then critically, it's sort of a different thing.
Sure.
But yeah, it did do well. I think, yeah, it's just hard to sort of...
How to name it now, because there's been so much change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And how did the impact of the pandemic affect you as a writer? How did you respond personally, or how did it affect your professional opportunities?
Personally, I don't even know. I think it's like so... Because we've been living in it and we're still in it, it's quite hard to even kind of quantify or like... Yeah, but professionally, I think I felt mainly very lucky because as an actor, I would have been really screwed, like if I was just acting. But as a writer, you can, you can work by yourself and you can.
Absolutely.
So I was really fortunate because I could have commissions and I could sort of get on with stuff. But I think I find it very difficult to be alone all the time. And so as much as I was like fortunate, like that I could work, I think I found it difficult to work by myself for such a long time, and for like lots of the stuff that I was doing collaboratively, like with television, that being over Zoom. So I definitely feel like for lots of people, you feel like you really can't complain when like loads of people have died. And, you know, there's been so much loss. Yeah. But it also has been difficult.
Yeah, it's been difficult for especially for creatives as well, I think, because so many creatives bounce ideas off each other or need to be in a room and, you know, chat through things or talk through ideas or all of those things. It has been a really challenging time.
Yeah.
And how have you found it writing at Hawkwood this week? So you arrived on Monday.
Mm.
You've had an intensive 4 days here with us. Mm. Tell us about your journey this week.
Well, it's funny speaking about like COVID and isolation, because like given that I'm such an extrovert, I think it was kind of interesting, like knowing that I was coming on a retreat, like wasn't really sure how I'd get on with that. But I think there's something about being in isolation in a city, or like, or whether that's like because of COVID or whether that's just like, you know, you're just staying in where you feel as though you should be with in company. Whereas as soon as I arrived on Monday, I felt very like there was a different quality of being alone that felt really good. And I don't know whether it's like the rural environment, but the quiet and the kind of peace of it, I felt very full in my own company, which was really nice. I think it's really helped.
Oh, great, fantastic. And obviously, we've had a very busy week here this week at Hawkwood with lots of different things happening. And did you manage to catch up with any other artists or creatives while you were here?
Yeah, a little bit. I sort of ended up, like, one of the only other people who was sort of here by himself, or actually, he was here with somebody else, but unfortunately she was really ill, so she never made it to mealtimes. But we would sort of chat, which is really nice. Kind of like having someone to connect to when you've been in your head all day. But it was funny because I only really met him at the end of Monday, and it's really strange how quickly you adapt. And I think I could have managed probably like to not really have a chat to anyone much all week as well.
Great, yeah. It's good that here, because you have that option, but also you can also just go outside and be in the environment as well, which can also nourish you and support your work. So yeah, great. And I'd love to hear about what you've been actually working on this week. What have you been working on?
I've been working on a rom-com, a film, actually. It's just been a passion project that I've been talking about for ages. And it was as soon as I like knew that I could come here, I was like, it can't be anything that I'm being paid to do. I just want to do the thing that I have been talking about for a long time, but haven't really had the opportunity to focus on. So it's been like a good like Kickstarter for that.
Great. Where's it set?
Ooh, I don't know. I think it sort of set, I don't know, it could be set in like London, could be set in the States, but for a lot of it I think they might go to Iceland, maybe.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
sounds fun. Who would you say has influenced you in your creative work? Let's put this another way, who would you say has supported you in your development as a writer over the last few years?
I think with being supported, I think it's like definitely the Royal Court, because that's how I got started, and then also the Bush Theatre, because that's where my first play was. And like I'm currently on a BFI like mentor scheme, BFI and BAFTA. It's really nice on that scheme as well, because you get kind of like career coaching as part of it, which I found really helpful, because it's quite hard to like see the wood for the trees, or like know, like strategize, or know kind of like what you want overall. So that's been really good. I think the people that influenced me most are probably like some of my friends who are writers. I find like one of my friends I have been like leaving voice notes to as I've been churning through ideas, and I've been watching rom-coms in the evening while I've been here and talking through my like thought processes. And like I remember there was a period of time like after the pandemic, or not after the pandemic because we're still in it, but after when theatre was coming back a little bit, where I felt really disillusioned by theatre and not very interested in it, and then I saw my friend's play, which I'd actually seen before but had come back, and I think the actor in it was just like much more robust, and I felt so inspired, like freshly, just based. But it, you know, I'd like read the first draft, and I had like seen it before, and but it's kind of interesting how like even your peers can influence you so much.
It's absolutely true. You can find influence everywhere, can't you? I remember going to my first in-person event after when we reopened here, and I was almost in tears about bringing people back together and also seeing the power of creativity and how it can inspire people. Mm. And I think, you know, during that period, we got out of that. We got out of the habit of going to theatre. We weren't able to go to the theatre. And it was just so, so heartening to see people coming back together after that time. Yeah. So you've got this, the start of it now. How do you go about putting together, writing a film? I mean, it's so enormous. Mm. What are the sort of processes or things you do to make a start? How do you actually put your pen to paper and make a start on something like that?
I think it depends. I think what was quite interesting, because I think I was like maybe gave myself a bit too big an aim, where I was like, I could just do a sort of rough skeleton where I've written some dialogue, but you know, there are bits that I just need to come back and fill in of the whole film. But then yesterday I was like, actually, that's unrealistic. I like think I'm probably instead gonna focus on the first third and try and make that really good. And rather than like sort of doing a rough, very, very rough, ramshackle draft of the whole thing, like better to sort of make the first sort of portion of it like make sense and like rich and tight, and then I'll be able to carry on. But I think it depends. There might be some people who could come and just sort of bash out a very rough skeleton. Or, you know, maybe if I happened to be here next week, or if I was in a different mood, or if the weather was different, maybe that would have been an achievable goal. But I think, above all, there's no real way of doing it, and you just have to sort of listen to yourself and figure out, like, your own pathway through it.
Mm. And do you write on your laptop, or do you sketch things out with pen and paper?
Bit of both.
Yeah. I can see you've got your whiteboard here in the room with us, with ideas and names and contacts. Fantastic. And do you have, I mean, I know you're very early in your career, and it's an honour to have you here at the start of your career. I feel that you are just going to, you know, change the world with your writing, having met you. And do you have any themes in your work that you can see at the moment, or is that hard to see?
Yeah, I think it is quite hard to see. I think I often write about queerness, which is like, you know, I think at the forefront of what I like to put out into the world. But beyond that, it's quite hard to pin down. I like ghosts. And yeah, but I find it very difficult to kind of articulate like what I like to write about, and I think that's kind of because I'm early on, but also I think so much of this year for me has been about writing as much as possible. My hope is to be sort of prolific this year, because I think then I'll have a better answer to that question maybe by the end of the year, what themes I'm exploring, because then I'll be able to look back at the things that I've done and be like, okay, this and this and this. But yeah, I think it's more, I think I know my tone is usually like quite kind of comedic and sometimes can be a bit dark, but themes wise I don't yet have an answer.
Fascinating. Thank you. And you came here via the Royal Court, and how does your relationship work with the Royal Court on an ongoing basis? Are they supporting you as an artist as part of their resident artist programme, or how does it work with them?
No, I'm under commission with them. So, yeah, I'm like writing a play for them, which I probably should have been working on here, but they already...
We won't tell them.
Keep that quiet. No, but they kind of... I actually asked whether they could like help me with the writer's retreat after I had a bit of a difficult time. We went on a bit of a school trip abroad, and that kind of, some of the work was just really challenging, like specifically as like a black artist, and I was really kind of honest about that, and asked if they could like sort of, if I could reclaim my time by having sort of something in exchange, and they were really like, yeah, absolutely. So I don't know if that would have, if I would have come here otherwise. So I'm really glad. There was something really great when I arrived. I felt really proud of myself for asking to be taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really important in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just such an honour you've been here. Honestly, thanks. It's great. And hopefully we can continue the relationship and you can come back and write your next work. And, and as I said, we are developing a writer's lodge here at Hawkwood, where we really want to support and nurture young writers. So I'm sure that I will be calling you up and saying, will you come and who will you bring? So
that'd be wonderful.
That's great. Well, thank you, Tammy,
thank
for this
you.
Wonderful conversation. And it's part of our studio stories. And, yeah, we'll see you very soon.
Great. Thank you.